Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you, Lord, for your plans and your purposes concerning our lives. We thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. We thank you for the victory you have wrought for us. We thank you, everlasting God, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for our going out. Thank you for our coming in. We say glory be unto your name. We thank you, Lord, for all the previous broadcasts. Thank you for all the souls that have been saved. Thank you, everlasting God, for healing, for deliverance. Thank you for drawing us closer to you. We say blessed be your holy name, Lord. Everlasting Father, we commit this day's broadcast into your holy hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed, Lord, you will speak to each and every one of us. And we grant us the grace, Lord, to run with that which we are going to hear today. For your glory, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I feel so excited to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. I pray that the Almighty God will visit you specially today. The Lord will do something wonderful, something glorious in your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, No Limitations. There will be no limitations concerning you in the name of Jesus. Every limitation that the enemy has placed upon you, upon your destiny, they are hereby removed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, reading from verse 1. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, into the land I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, and the land of the Hittites, to the great sea towards going down of the sun shall be your territory. Say, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And I prophesy that to you in the name of Jesus, that no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. See, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. The Lord will be with you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will guide you. He said, I will not leave you or forsake you. You will not be forsaken by God. See, be strong and courageous, for you shall cause these people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Let us stop there for now because of time. The title, like I said, is No Limitation. It's the intention of God that indeed no one will be able to limit you in this world. The Lord has given us the dominion mandate. He has given us the authority, the power to tread upon the serpent, upon the scorpion, upon all powers of the enemy, and he said, they shall in no way harm us. Because why? He says he will not leave us, he will not forsake us. But you see, when we are talking about a life without limitation, there is still a limitation. The limitation is that you are going to walk within the confines of God. You see, life without limits is a promise that God has given us. It is his promise that yes, you will enjoy life. It tells us in the book of John, John chapter 10, verse 10, the B part. He said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. May you experience abundance of life in the mighty name of Jesus. I want us to know, brothers and sisters, that the promises of God are real. The promises of God, they are real. They are not a mirage. They are real. The Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 12, reading from verse 28. It says, "Therefore say to them, thus says the Lord God, none of my words will be delayed any longer, but the word that I speak will be performed, declares the Lord." The word of God will be performed in your life. His promises will come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. But I want you to know that those promises can only be achieved within the boundaries of God, within His boundaries, not outside of His boundaries. God set boundaries for us. In that book of Joshua that we read, if you go further down, in verse 7, he said, "Only be strong, very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you." He said, "Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go." He said, "Do not turn away from it." That means there is boundaries. There are limitations. Even though God has given us a life of abundance, that abundance still have to be within the confines of God's directions, of God's leading. It's not that we are going to live a righteous life and expect everything to fall in place. No, God doesn't operate that way. He operates in a situation whereby He sets boundaries for you. And you have to be within that. In as much as you are operating within those boundaries, then you can be rest assured that God is going to bless you abundantly. The book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 17 verse 10. Proverbs 17 verse 10 says, "A rebuke goes deeper into the man of understanding than 100 blows into a fool." You see, you need to be ready to be chastised by God. You need to be ready to be corrected by God. You need the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, to guide and direct you so that you will not fall into the pit. And I pray that the grace to listen to the Word of God, to follow His instruction, will rest upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. When we are talking about no limitation, He also wants to understand that we must be ready to carry the yoke of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, Matthew 11 verse 29, He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." Verse 30, He said, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." His yoke is easy, His burden is light, but you have to carry the yoke of God. You have to carry it. You have to release yourself of the yoke you have been carrying and carrying the yoke of God. And in as much as you are doing that, you are rest assured that my God will make way for you. He will remove all the obstacles standing in your way. But one other thing that I want us to know is that it's possible for somebody to even have a particular blessing that God has released to that person, and that person may not even be aware. That person may be operating in ignorance. You see, God has given you a life of abundance, but for you to be able to tap into it, you need to know the truth. And it's the truth that you know that will set you free. John 8:32. The Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, reading verse 7. It says, "I have seen slaves on horses and princes walking on the ground like slaves." Brothers and sisters, ignorance. Ignorance can make somebody who is a prince to be living the life of a slave, because that person is ignorant of what God has destined for him or for her. I pray that the Lord will open your eyes of understanding, that you begin to know what are your inheritance in Christ, that which the Lord has prepared for you in Christ, that you begin to know it and begin to walk in line with that which He has prepared for you. What will make a person not to even be aware of his inheritance? Number one is that you may not even know the Father. The book of John, John 10 verse 14. He said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own knows me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father." and I lay down my life for the sheep. Do you know him? Do you know this God? Do you know your rightful position in this God? Do you know him as your father? Do you know him as your provider? Do you know him as your healer? Do you know him as your sufficiency? Do you know him as your provider? You need to know who this God is. He's your peace, he's your victory, he's your banner. You need to know who he is. It's only when you know him as who he is that indeed that you can be able to take advantage of the abundance of life that he has promised you. So you need to know the Father. You need to know who you are in him. Do you know who you are in him? And some people even have a crooked understanding of who they are in the Father. I pray that the Lord will indeed open your eyes for you to know the truth, to know who you are in this God. Also, you have a life of abundance. I want us to know, according to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 11, he said, again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happen to them all. You need to know that there is a time for everything. Just like in the case of the prodigal son, the younger brother who asked for his inheritance when it wasn't the right time. I pray that God will grant you the grace to patiently wait for him to move on your behalf. You patiently wait for him. As you wait for him, the Lord will do it for you. He will perfect that which concerns you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Patience is critical, and you should not walk outside the will of God. You should always walk within the will of God. The Bible says in the book of Acts chapter 9, verse 6, say, but rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do. Have you been told what to do? Are you following the instructions of God? God has given us free will, but seek for his counsel. You want to marry? Seek for his counsel. You want to get a new job? Seek for his counsel. You want to start a new business? Seek for his counsel. Always seek for his counsel. And as you seek for his counsel, I can guarantee you, he will not teach you the wrong thing. And then you need to know your location. You need to be at the right place at the right time. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 3, verse 9, when Adam and Eve sinned, God saw them and said, but the Lord called to the man and said to him, where are you? Where are you? Are you where God wants you to be? If you are there, then you expect the blessing. No matter what is going on around you, if you are where God wants you to be, the blessing of God will be released unto you. You will experience his abundance in the name of Jesus. But brothers and sisters, all I am saying right now, it relates to those who know the Father. For you to experience a life of no limitation, we heard there God speaking to Joshua. Joshua had a relationship with God. Jesus was saying, he said he has come to give you a life of abundance, but you need to know him. I'm giving you that opportunity right now for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And wherever you are, I just want you to say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. It's you and you alone I will worship and serve all the days of my life. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of this, your children that have given their lives unto you in the name of Jesus. For everyone that have heard me today, I prophesy into your life that the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. God will fight your battle. He will grant you victory on all sides in the name of Jesus. This is your season of rejoicing. This is your season of celebration. And so shall it be. Continue to enjoy the peace of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.